Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ceasefire deal reached for eastern Ukraine. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France emerged from marathon talks in Belarus Thursday with a ceasefire deal aimed at ending 10 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine. The ceasefire will start February 15th. The agreement also calls for the withdrawal of forces to create a wide buffer zone, the exchange of prisoners, and a commitment to pursue a political solution. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the parties have managed to agree on the main issues, including the withdrawal of heavy weapons from the conflict area. British Prime Minister David Cameron put the onus on Russia's leader to change his behavior in the region.
I think we should be very clear that Vladimir Putin needs to know that unless his behavior changes, the sanctions we have in place won't be altered.
Even as the ceasefire was unveiled, Ukrainian military officials said that more tanks and heavy weapons had crossed into Ukrainian territory from Russia overnight. Russia denies sending troops or weapons across the border. The International Monetary Fund agreed on a new $17.5 billion bailout deal for Ukraine to help stabilize the country's finances. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the government would carry out necessary reforms, including cutting spending. Witnesses in northeastern Nigeria say at least seven people were killed Thursday in an apparent suicide bombing in the town of Biu. Reports say a female on the bus may have set off the blast. The Red Cross says its Ebola workers in Guinea are being attacked an average of 10 times per month, endangering efforts to stop the spread of the disease. The International Red Cross says the most recent incident was last Sunday in western Guinea, where two workers were beaten while trying to conduct a safe burial for Ebola victims. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is condemning attacks against its volunteers in Guinea, warning such violence risks spreading the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reports.
Attacks against Red Cross workers in Guinea are not new. There has been an average of 10 attacks per month since last March, soon after the Ebola outbreak in that country began. But this latest incident was particularly serious and scary. The Red Cross team leader for Ebola coordination and support in Geneva, Beerta Hald, has just returned from West Africa. She tells VOA the Red Cross volunteers were attacked by an angry mob while trying to provide a safe and dignified burial in the community. Hald says there is still a lot of misunderstanding about how Ebola is spread. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An Egyptian court released two Al Jazeera journalists Thursday after adjourning their retrial on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood until February 23rd. Cheers and applause erupted in the Cairo courtroom as the judge set bail at $33,000 for Mohamed Fahmy and no bail for his colleague Bahir Mohamed. A third Al Jazeera journalist, Australian Peter Gresta, was freed and sent home on February 1st. Just over a month after the Paris terrorist attacks, European leaders met Thursday to discuss a range of counterterrorism measures. Lisa Bryant has more.
Concern about terrorism, particularly radical Islam, has been mounting across the 28-member European Union. Graham Watson, president of the European Liberal Group, called on EU leaders to adopt a proposal by the European Commission to create a so-called radicalization network. Among items up for discussion in Brussels are proposals to create an EU-wide system to share airline passenger information and to tighten border checks on travelers. There are also calls to fight radicalization on the Internet through better cooperation and communication tools to counter extremism. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Amnesty International says authorities in mainland China have tortured at least two jailed supporters of the Hong Kong pro-democracy protests that paralyzed large parts of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory last year. The London-based rights group says at least 27 supporters of the so-called umbrella movement remain behind bars in China. Tiger Woods says his golf is not acceptable for the professional circuit and he will not return until it is. Woods shot a career-worst 82 to miss the cut in the Phoenix Open by 12 shots. He was playing poorly at Torrey Pines when he withdrew after 11 holes because of tightness in his back. Woods has not won a major tournament since the 2008 U.S. Open. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.